In this bulletin, Australia not among more than 70 nations at the UN Climate Summit. People in the United States to begin receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine from Monday. And in sport, a cricket player criticised for choosing not to kneel in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. More than 70 world leaders have met online as part of the UN Climate Summit, marking 5 years since the Paris Climate Deal to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. A number of big emitters, including Australia, Saudi Arabia, Russia and Mexico, were not invited to attend or speak at the summit as their climate actions were not deemed ambitious enough. President Xi Jinping says China would work to reduce the intensity of its emissions by 65% by 2030 compared with 2005 levels. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the country is set to surpass the pledges it made at the Paris climate talks 5 years ago.
We have reduced our emission intensity by 21% over 2005 levels. Our solar capacity has grown from 2.63 gigawatts in 2014 to 36 gigawatts in 2020. Our renewable energy capacity is the fourth largest in the world.
More than 110 countries have committed to becoming carbon neutral by 2050. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his country plans to achieve a 68% emissions reduction over the next decade on 1990 levels. The UK would also end all direct support for the fossil fuel sector overseas, and there are plans to create 250,000 jobs for a green industrial revolution.
We're doing this not because we're hair shirt wearing, tree hugging, mung bean munching eco freaks. So I've got nothing against any of those categories, and mung beans are probably delicious. We're doing it because we know that scientific advances will allow us collectively as humanity to save our planet and create millions of high-skilled jobs as we recover from COVID.
The first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine will reach US hospitals and other sites from Monday. The Food and Drug Administration authorised the emergency use of the vaccine yesterday. Almost 300,000 COVID-19 deaths in the country have been recorded, with nearly 16 million cases of infection. General Gus Perna, who is overseeing the massive logistical operation, likened the rollout to D-Day, the turning point of World War II.
I have 100% confidence that we will get the vaccines to the American people and that it will be safe and it will be secure when it arrives.
Australia's successful response to the coronavirus pandemic means it's in no rush for full vaccine approvals. That's according to the country's top doctor. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia's lack of COVID-19 community transmission means there's no need for emergency vaccine approvals.
So quite a different situation in the UK, in Canada, and now in the US in terms of what's happening with the pandemic and their need, their emergency in fact, to have vaccine available to the population, and starting with priority groups just as we are planning to do so in Australia with that vaccine.
And to sport and cricket, for a second Big Bash League match in a row, Melbourne Stars wicketkeeper Ben Dunk chose to stand while his teammates and opposition players took a knee in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. The action, which is not mandatory, drew a mixed reaction of criticism and praise on social media. Melbourne Stars general manager Nick Cummins said in a statement, "If people don't want to take a knee, then we ask them to remove their cap in respect of others' right to protest." Batsman for the other team, Usman Khawaja from the Sydney Thunder, embraces the stance of taking a knee.
Actually, it means a lot. I think one thing that Thunder's been great at over the years is to represent what Western Sydney's all about. And I think it's one of the most multicultural regions in the whole of Australia. I mean, it's where I grew up, it's where my heart is. I think more than anything that I love about Thunder is what we do in the community, both for Aboriginal and Indigenous Australia, but also for multicultural Australia. So, I'm really glad the boys went out and showed their support for a good cause.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, possible shower 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy 34. Melbourne, mostly sunny 30. Hobart, similar conditions, 27. Canberra, cloudy, 22. Wollongong, a shower or 2, 21. Sydney, possible shower, 24. Much the same in Newcastle, also 24. Brisbane, rain with possible heavy falls, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 33. This is SBS News.